Welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, and we're so pleased that you have joined us. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up, and in the meantime, let's share the people that bring the good stuff to you. Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health. Ag politics, they cover everything. They're a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow-calf producing regions in the world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Great store, fabulous antiques, great seasoned dealers. Well, those are a couple of things describing yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Now, they're open on Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. If you want to give them a call, 605-642-5884. But I would suggest that you just make a stop in there in Spearfish at yesterday's antiques. Kim, I've got some thoughts about aging to share today.
Okay.
So you might want to take some notes on this.
All right. Well, I've got something about mutual respect, so I'm going to let you go first.
As I age, I realize that I talk to myself because sometimes I need expert advice.
I like it.
As I age, I realize that sometimes I roll my eyes out loud.
Uh-oh.
I don't need anger management. I need people to stop making me angry. Number four, my people skills are just fine. It's my tolerance of idiots that needs work.
Yeah.
The biggest lie I tell myself is I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. Otherwise, thoughts about aging. As I age, I realize that the day the world runs out of wine is just too terrible to think about.
Oh, no.
And even duct tape can't fix stupid, but it can muffle the sound. As I age, I realize, wouldn't it be great if we were to put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes, come out wrinkle-free and three sizes smaller?
Yes.
As I age, I realize that if God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them at my knees. When the kids text me PLZ, which is short for please, I text back no, which is shorter than yes.
Oh, that's kind of playing their own game.
As I age, I realize that at my age, getting lucky means walking into a room and remembering what I came in there for.
Yep.
Some thoughts about aging here on The Good Stuff today. Kim, what do you have to share?
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know about that aging thing. I think that can happen at a lot of different ages, different parts of it.
It sure could.
Okay, Mike, I think we need a good golf joke. Well, we're still kind of in nice weather. What do you think?
It's still golf season. We're good to go.
Okay. A United States citizen is vacationing on his own in Ireland. Now, it may sound like this is Jim Thompson, but it's not. Okay, just clearing that up. He decides to play a round of golf and is paired with three local gents. He takes a few practice swings, steps up to the first tee, and proceeds to hook the ball out of bounds. He shakes his head, reaches into his pocket, and re-tees another ball. He tells his playing partners that he is taking a mulligan. He pounds one down the center of the fairway about 280 yards out. With a big smile, he asks the others, in the U.S., we call that a mulligan. Was wondering what you call it here in Ireland. After a moment of silence, one of the locals replies, hitting three.
Yeah, they don't tolerate that very well, I don't think. Here's a short little doctor-patient joke for you today. Here's the doctor. Says, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news first? Well, the patient says, good news, please. The doctor says, well, we're naming a disease after you.
Okay, I don't care how you look at it. That's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good news.
That's right. Taylor Swift and her fans caused a small earthquake during her Seattle Concerts of the Eras tour. The dancing and jumping at the July tour stops caused seismic activity similar to a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. The movement at Lumen Field on both nights was likely caused by a combination of the sound from the concert combined with the dancing and jumping by her fans. Swift's concert broke the record for seismic movement at Lumen Field. In 2011, fans at the Seahawks game caused activity equivalent to a 2.0 earthquake during a touchdown celebration. The event back then was known as Beastquake. So Taylor Swift has now caused an earthquake.
How about that? All right. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. And if you have items to share on the good stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H, and Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. Hope to hear from you soon so we can share those on the good stuff.